Paul Stone Monument was knocked off its base and broke into at least three separate sections, with some of the pieces completely crumbling. Reed was immediately arrested by Capitol Police and faces charges of defacing an object of public interest, criminal mischief in the first degree, and criminal trespass.
Someone stole a human toe in the Yukon again, but it's not just any toe. It's the toe from legendary sour toe cocktail in Dawson City. The drink, which contains a mummified human toe found in the 1920s, has been a tourist attraction for decades, and anyone who drinks it must have their lips make contact with the toe. After Royal Canadian Mounted Police identified the suspect, who left his ID behind at the bar while smuggling out the toe, he returned it in a box with an apology letter signed, quote, "a drunken fool," end quote. The Yukon has taken matters into its own hands and is offering a free trip to anyone willing to donate a toe so that they can have a spare the next time it gets stolen. And that is all the time that we have. Happy 4th of July, folks. Keep it safe and sane. You're in Massachusetts. Not like you can light off fireworks anyway. Until next time, Lisa Nichols.
It was lovely as always.
And Chase Blaine.
Love you guys. Mwah.
I'm Derek Gary. Happy 4th of July. Stay safe, everybody.
I think we got it now. Get a power increase, and we should get a better release. Everybody would hear us then at 91.5 FM. It would be so awesome. Everybody would hear us.
Everyone would hear us.
And all the competing schools.
Keep it simple, that's the way to do it. That could be a new Rick O'Kasich.
Hey. We discovered Tracy Chapman.
Tracy Chapman.
Before she made big bucks.
She makes big bucks.
Say things on the air back then.
Oh yeah, we could.
With simple words like "aw shucks."
Aw, pick a picture.
We would be really awesome.
We would be real awesome.
And we would really rule.
Yeah, we would really rule.
Everybody would hear us.
Everyone would hear us.
In all the competing schools.
Do a bridge, Paul?
Yeah. Okay. I'm gonna go and see.
One day we're gonna control Boston.
Yeah, right.
And we'll get calls from even Brookline, too. Maybe someone in South Yarmouth.
South Yarmouth on the Cape.
We're going to hear they might be giants, too. Talent is wasted.
Oh, it is so wasted.
Cause no one can hear us at all.
It's too bad.
But MFO is 18 years now.
Almost 20.
Almost 20 and 6 feet tall.
Oh yeah, right.
We could be really awesome.
We could be so awesome.
And we'd really rule. Can't wait to cart this off.
Yes, you're here for another installment for On the Town with Mikey D. This is Mike Stewart, temporarily in the seat here. We are the best in local music every Wednesday from 9 to midnight. Today we will have a few guests. We're looking at having Jennifer Truesdale, basically talking about her projects. We will have Jim Melanson from the Big City Rockers, formerly of Pop Gun, and a new project that he is doing with some of the people that were in the Big City Rockers, the who cover Atlantic songs. And we'll have Pat Trickwellison talking about some big gig tomorrow night. So stay in tune. We will be rocking you locally right now.
KD on WMFO. I'm Joellen arriving, just only 6 minutes late, which is pretty amazing. That pretty much never happens either. But that's okay. We're here, we're rocking, because it's Wednesday night, and that is what we do. We don't have a live band playing for us today, but we have a few friends coming by, which is always a good time. So sit back, relax, get a nice tall glass of lemonade. It's kind of what I'm wishing I had right now. And we're going to continue the music as we are wont to do. So, rock and roll. As far as that.
two fists, got the back door hustle with a card on my sleeve. If you're looking for a crime and you're looking for me, so come on. Your tongue with the slip screen vision in my hand on my gun. There's a conflagration wherever I come. If you see smoke rise, it's all that I've begun. It's what you cannot find. Blaze through Reno, toss a bag on a drop. At the end of Rhino, looking out for the cops. Got the black bag waiting, pick it up at the well. Hit the asphalt, running like a bat out of hell. I got 43 hand dogs, hung on my trail. Safe on the rail. It's a prime time play, and you better believe it's a damn fine day in the life of the thief. Hey, hey, come on, get me, I'll be gone, gone. You're falling back at your trail behind, and you will not count. Hey, hey, come on, get me, I'll be gone, gone. You're falling back at your trail behind, you will not count. Cannot find what you cannot find, you cannot find.
I'm a devil. Like a devil, we sit out here in love. And that, my little headbangers, is Dead Harrison. They are about to embark on a tour starting this Friday night at the Bohemian Lounge there in Cambridge. Their EP was released earlier this month, and now they're taking it to the world. So good luck to Dead Harrison and their adventures. Before that, we heard A Blast from the Past, The Amazing Royal Crowns, with their song Do the Devil. Before that, the Adam Ezra Group with Hurricane Wind, sorry, Like a Thief, coming off of Hurricane Wind. Before that was Locating Raleigh with their song Blue on Blue. Their CD was released this year. It is called Crazy Parade, and Locating Raleigh is made up of members of The Rings. So if it sounded familiar, that was why. And we started the set off with Abby Barrett with her song Take It in Stride. And you are all caught up. You're listening to On the Town with Mikey D on WMFO and in Medford. In it, on it, that's, we do it all. Our first friend visiting is Jen Truesdale. Hello.
Hello there. How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm doing great.
Welcome to WMFO. Thank you for coming in.
Yeah, thanks for having me. This is great.
Yay. So tell me about your most recent project or what you're working on right now.
Yeah, so right now I've been writing some songs for probably about a year now, and we're going to be going into the studio in August, Woolly Mammoth, over in Waltham. And it's a great project, kind of a mixture of soul and funk and jazz and blues. I'm sort of feeling like I'm branching out into a lot of different genres on this one.
Awesome. And you gave me a produced CD and
I
a
did.
Live CD.
I did.
So has it been like 9 years since you've last recorded?
Since I've last recorded my own project, yes, I've been doing a lot of recording for other people's projects, yeah, but my own songwriting, it's been 9 years, so it's time.
Yeah, it is.
It is time.
Who else are you working with?
So I work with a lot of local musicians. I work with a band called Soul Collective. Mm-hmm. I do a lot of live shows as a duo, as a trio, under my own name, with some friends, Joe Musella, Tom Appleman, John Mulroy, a whole lot of wonderful players, and we play all over Boston.
Wow.
Yeah.
Awesome.
And I also do a show called Chick Singer Night, which is a showcase fiesta for female singers in and around the Boston area, and we do those all over the place, and just had a great one in May.
And when is the next one going to be?
November.
Oh, wow.
Yes, so we will fill you in when we have a date and all that good stuff.
Awesome.
Yeah.
That sounds good. Why don't we play a track, and you can introduce it. It's the Can't Leave You Alone one.
So this is one of the ones from 9 years ago, if you can believe it. So this is a song that I wrote, and we recorded it in Somerville and co-produced and co-engineered it, and it's super fun.
Awesome. So this is Can't You Leave You Alone by Jen Truesdale.
In your eyes.
there we have Jen Truesdale singing Can't Leave You Alone. Yes, I need notes.
And I apologize. On the next one, I kind of wrote like an abbreviated version of the name, so it's I can give you more detail if you want.
More details to come. Awesome. So we were just talking off the air about Chick Singer Night.
Yeah.
And this sounds super interesting because I know a lot of Chick Singers.
Absolutely. Boston has got an amazing abundance of wonderful female singers, and we started doing the Chick Singer Night shows in 2004 at the Lizard Lounge, and we were there for a couple of years, and then we moved over to Johnny D's, where we were for, close to 10 years. We did a couple of shows at other places in between, at the Regent Theater in Arlington, the Burren, but Johnny D's was our home for a long time, and we have showcased some amazing, well-known female artists, up-and-comers, young, established, all across the board, across different genres, and we've been at it for 13 years.
Whoa.
I know.
This is like the thing I've never even heard of.
And all of the proceeds from all of our shows, we've donated to different charities, including public schools. We've donated to camps that are designed for children who are either have a parent or a family member who has cancer or they're grieving. So we give all of the money. It's totally nonprofit. It goes back to music programs or community programs.
Wow.
Yeah.
So if I was a Chick Singer that wanted to get involved, how would I do that?
Yes. So we have our website is called chicksingernight.com, but you can also, probably it's easier to go to our Facebook page, which is just Chick Singer Night Boston on Facebook. So Facebook, Chick Singer Night Boston. Shoot us a message. We'll tell you all the details about how to submit. We have a show coming up in November. So I am just starting to wrap my head around going through submissions, figuring out who's going to be on the show, where we're going to do it. All that good stuff. So now is the time to submit.
And about how many people perform in a night?
Generally about seven or eight mm-hmm. female performers. And we have a full band that performs with the singers. You're also welcome people. Some people bring their own band. Some people do solo acoustic. Some people sing with our house band. And our house band is awesome. They are mm-hmm. fabulous players. They do a great job with everybody's material.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's very impressive.
Well, thanks. Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Very nice. Cool. Well, not to rush things, but why don't we hear another song?
Excellent.
So we have your track 4, which you need to explain.
It's just a really long title. So it's called Take a Trip Inside My Mind. And it's, really trying to shift your perspective to see things how somebody else might see them, which I think is pretty important.
Especially these days.
Absolutely.
All right, cool. We're going to check out one more track from Jennifer Truesdale.
Journey onto the
And that is Jennifer Truesdale. Take a trip inside my mind.
That's right.
Inside.
Okay, good. Take a trip inside my mind.
Awesome. So you're currently recording.
Yes, yes.
New stuff.
Recording some new material. You know, in addition to, I've been a vocal coach for 20 years and have a practice in Arlington where I am very, very busy. But yes, I'm super excited. This is one of those things where I've been working on these songs and I kind of had them set aside and was like, okay, now we're going to go in the studio and get this done. They're some really cool songs. I'm really happy. I'm really pleased with them. I kind of felt like I went in a different direction, just arrangement-wise, musically, and I'm really happy about it. I'm psyched to hear them come to fruition.
Yeah, nice.
Yeah.
Well, we have a couple of the live versions of these to play.
Yes, so full disclosure, we did a house concert a couple weeks ago, and these are some songs that we recorded just on a nice high-def video camera, so the audio is what it is, but I think they'll give you a sense of the direction we're going in. I had a quartet with me, acoustic guitar, upright bass, and keyboard, and it's kind of a cool, jazzy sound that I'm loving.
Okay. Well, yeah. you alluded to your other musical endeavors.
Yes.
So you're a vocal coach.
I'm a vocal coach.
How does that work?
So,
like, sing better.
So actually, in fact, no. I have a really comprehensive program that I teach for many years ago. I studied with a woman in Boston by the name of Jeannie Devo, and she had developed this incredibly great vocal program, and so I started working with her and trained and learned her method and learned her program and basically took over her Boston studio when she moved to Los Angeles, gosh, 20 years ago, something like that. And sadly, she passed away about a year and a half ago. So I've taken the mantle, so to speak, for her method and really working to get it out to a wider community, although it's reached a pretty wide community already. But the thing that's so awesome about it is how successful it is in helping singers of all different genres. It's non-classical based. It's designed for contemporary singers of all different styles. Whether you've never had a vocal lesson before or you are a very well-trained singer, the results that I see with my clients is amazing.
Wow.
I know. It's pretty awesome.
Huh. Signing up. And you brought books.
I did. I brought some books. So I wrote a book a couple of years ago called Get Paid to Sing.
Whoa.
Yep. It's sort of like, I call it, it's like a handbook for singers that helps them figure out how to turn their art and their passion, if they so desire, into a profitable business. And it's kind of about putting on a business mindset with your music. So I wrote that book called Get Paid to Sing, and then I brought another book here called The Ultimate Guide to Singing, which was put out by a company by the name of TC Helicon. They make a lot of vocal products, vocal effects pedals and stuff, and I contributed to a fantastic book that singers should totally check out. It's got everything from gigs, sound, money, health, all good stuff.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a lot to do.
There's a lot of information for singers, and you know, a lot of people sing fine and they enjoy their singing, but if you really want to take it to the next level, there's a lot of fabulous information out there.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
So are you finished recording yet, or are you like halfway through, or is
we're
it
just,
mixing?
We're getting rolling.
Oh, yeah. So that's your summer vacation.
That's my summer vacation. We are getting rolling, but I'm psyched. It's going to be great.
Awesome. Well, yeah. Let's check out one of the live tracks now, just so we can all get a quick sample.
Yeah. So this is called Daydreaming, and it's super fun. Thank you.
see. You were sitting close and whispering to me. Oh, then somebody pulls me out of my reverie. Oh, blam, and you know I'm back again. I'm tired of dreaming and waking alone. You know, I'm not going to fuss with you, baby. You better just come on.
Very nice. There we go, everybody.
Thank you. Thank you very much. You're going to love live recordings.
And we were just discussing how fun house concerts are.
I love house concerts. I love doing them, performing in them. I love having them at my house. I love going to them. It's such a great way to hear live music. I mean, you know, it's just another wonderful way to hear live music.
And I'm glad that there's like an underground house concert movement. Like, you know the artist, you're going to get invited to like their secret stuff, which is awesome.
Yeah, there really is. It's fabulous. Yeah.
So get on artist mailing lists and find a good house concert to go to.
Or, you know, if you have a nice house for it, have one. Invite some artists over and have a concert in your living room. Invite your friends. It's really fun.
Yeah, just tell everyone to like bring some food, bring some beverage, and chill for the night.
Have a good time. Exactly.
Well, Jen, thank you so much for coming in and giving us a preview of what's to come this summer.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. I think we may be back before too long to do a live in-studio performance, which
would be
really fun. And and anybody who's interested in Chick Singer Night, check out the Facebook page and submit your stuff. We'll be starting to go through that process soon.
Awesome. Well, good luck, everyone. You're listening to On the Town with Mikey D on WMFO in Medford. More rock. That's what we're about.
Where I go, stop yelling what I know. Oh, well, that didn't work. That's unfortunate for me. Oh, wait, I know why. I know why. I got it. Hang on. Wait, we're going to try this one more time. If I can figure out how to stop this. I will. Man. You know what? I'm having a little technical difficulty right here. Hang on one second.
I'm Simon Cowell for PETA. Far be it from me to be critical, but I find it really appalling that this year thousands of dogs will die of heat stroke inside parked cars. There people thought that that little errand would only take a minute, or it wasn't that hot. But delays happen, and temperatures inside a car quickly rise in summer, even when the window's cracked. Never, ever leave your dog inside a parked car. Your dog idolizes you. In warm weather, keep him safe at home.
For more information, visit PETA.org.
Alrighty, I think we got it that time. There we go. Yes. So you're listening to All in Time with Mikey D on WMFO in Medford. I'm Joellen, and thank you again to Jennifer Truesdale for coming in and talking with us about her music and her writing and her business. This is pretty cool. We heard just a minute ago Nick and the Adversaries with Give, 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 released back in 2012. I know it was a while ago, but perfect. Sounds awesome. And before that was Lily Black with their song Leave Me Alone. It is a cover of The Cave Dogs. Of course, you know that already, but we'll just point it out one more time. They released a CD this year called My Own Hero, and I do love it. And I love the band. They're amazing. We started that little tiny set off with AM Stereo, another blast from the past, but the past is good. We heard their song Any Enemy, and that's coming off of the When You Wish Upon a Bar CD. Also a very witty name. I like that a lot. Let's see what else. We have more friends coming to visit, which is lovely. I appreciate the time that people take to come down and say hi. And, you know, yes, of course, they're promoting their music and letting you all know what great shows are coming. But you know what? It's still time. And it's awesome to sit and chat and learn something. Once in a while, you'll learn something. I managed to pull a bunch of CDs from bands that are playing soon, and naturally, I don't think this is one of them. So that's okay, because we'll get to everything. We got plenty of time. We are on the air from 9 to midnight every Wednesday, bringing you local music. I mean, granted, it is almost the entire New England area. We call everybody from here local, but concentrating kind of on the Boston area, of course. Yeah, we're going to hear from The Very right now with their song, Sneak Attack.